I gave my son Moses a bath. All my best and most hopeful thoughts for a meaningful and good life were washing over him as freely as the water. He was 2 months old, beautiful and round, healthy and strong. My heart had already broken and made room for him to be in its center. As I filled my hand with water once again, the thought crossed my mind. Am I baptizing my son by accident? If the act of baptism is the pouring of water on the forehead of a child of God by a minister of the church with prayers of love and encouragement and hope for eternal life, the answer was a definite yes. In fact, I decided, I had baptized him about 20 times since his birth. I laughed to myself, thinking how silly the idea was. I'm just his mom, I said to no one. I'm just giving him a bath. And with the ideas of baths and baptism floating in my mind, I began a journey along the mother line, imagining countless of women with no authority baptizing their babies with handfuls of bath water and prayers. Alone with their babies, they're free to celebrate and marvel at their children's specialness. As if turning the pages of a huge photo album, I leaf through generations of mothers bathing all sorts and conditions of babies. Healthy ones, sick ones, crying ones, boys and girls, all races and creeds. Each baby perfect to the new mother whose heart is just mending and who offers prayers of love as she washes the new skin. I see a mother in the Middle Ages bathing a newborn, then buttoning up the baby's home tatted dress so the priest can come and pour a bit of water on her head and wipe it off quickly as it begins to drip. I see a rural woman waiting months for the itinerant preacher to come, then rushing and quickly cleaning the baby so the prayers can begin and the feast commence. And I see myself rushing to the hospital the previous year to baptize a dying baby whose mother had already wept a river of tears on his forehead, giving that infant the most holy bath of all. I see each of these women, beaming with pride, thankful that others have truly joined in all her silent prayers for the baby. And in my heart, I see that I too will dress my son in a beautiful gown and take him to the church to be blessed in front of the whole community that I love. I will introduce my son to the sacrament of baptism as I bathe him with every good thing that I know. I want the community of faith to promise to love him and care for him. Then I will take him home and continue to bathe him with one handful of water at a time, whispering prayers of grace and love, and showering him with kisses.